You're listening to a Joycast from GLB TIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
And that noise you can hear is all the unprofessional ladies popping their headphones on and moving their microphones.
That's
welcome.
Right. Sorry about that.
Welcome, of course. Welcome, of course, to Bree and to Fiona from Chicks Talking Actual Footy.
Right.
Yay.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
I ran into
Dano.
I ran into Bree last night but didn't catch you at the Trades Hall party.
Well, I got to Trades Hall about 7:15 and there was a queue that they said would take an hour to get in.
No. Don't queue. I don't queue. I wouldn't have done that.
I got there early and was straight in, Flynn-like, which is not a problem. But then I had friends texting saying, we're in this crazy queue, can't get in. I spoke to our cop on the block, Gabby Tyack, today, and she said they estimate 10,000 people at the Trades Hall party.
Wow.
And they turned away hundreds.
Yes, with an occupancy of 278, I think that's far exceeded
10,000. Yes.
Just kidding, though.
No, they were in the street.
Did you think there was 10,000 people there?
It felt big. I couldn't tell. Mm. I'm no crowd estimate expert.
Mm. It was hard to
How
get
do
drinks.
They count a crowd?
It was hard to get drinks. That's normally a good indicator, isn't it?
And hard to go to the toilet.
Oh,
I don't know. I didn't drink because was worried about facing the ultimate question, where to toilet.
Mm.
But that's probably digressing from the real reason we're here, which is I read it first on Facebook and I remember being all chuffed with joy and pride for you all. Chicks Talking Footy has won an award. Fee Newton, I'd like you to explain to us the nature of the award.
So there's an association called the Community Broadcast Association of Australia. So basically a network of all the community radio stations. There's about 450 radio stations that are part of this network.
Mm-hmm.
And every year in different categories, shows get nominated or individuals get nominated for an award. And we got nominated for the Troy Garner Excellence in Sports Broadcasting Award. And
Can
we
I
won
be
it.
Ignorant and ask who
I don't
Troy
know who
Garner.
Troy is either.
Well, I don't either. But he was a someone who worked at the CBAA and he was a sports journalist and he passed away 10 years ago. So the award was named after him.
Mm. Nice.
And how excited and surprised were you? Because I noticed that
we all flew
was
up
terribly
there.
Underdressed.
Well, Bree and I flew up, and Danae, who was originally a big part of putting the show together as well, she's moved back to WA.
Hmm.
Her girlfriend lives there, so you know she had more chance of getting laid.
But we were pretty surprised.
She flew over, so the three of us, so half the team was there, which was nice.
Yeah.
But I guess you don't start a show to win awards, do you? Like
we did, and we haven't. Not a sausage.
Not even a sausage.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
And we'd won the Joy Award 2 weeks before that too.
No, you're just showing off now.
We were doing a Dusty Martin, winning the best and best.
See the look that went over my face.
Some of your listeners.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm thinking, was there? He
won the Brownlow and the best and fairest for Richmond,
but also the
and the Norm Smith.
Yeah, Norm Smith.
Yeah. So he won the all the awards.
So what's your next?
I don't know. Where do you go from here? I don't know where to go from here.
Straight to Logies.
Straight to Logies.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, we'll win the Globe Award next year.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So did you topple anybody famous?
They really look for people that are a unique voice in community radio that you wouldn't find in mainstream media.
Yeah.
So the other two shows were...
Short answer, no.
No.
Yeah.
The other shows were a multicultural show on soccer, and there was one that was Indigenous, an Indigenous program.
Great.
So
congratulations to
we
you.
Had two. Though we were women and we're LGBTI. So
tick, tick.
Tick, tick.
Mm.
It, and that was a good thing about the award was, you know, women and lesbians talking about football.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it worked. We felt very proud because we felt slightly associated with the program because we used to have Motti on this show as our footy reporter until it became apparent I didn't know a thing she was talking about, so we sent her your way.
Well, this is the funny thing. The show, so a lot of the team, who we are just such good friends now, but we met on air. You know, Motti would meet Danae on air or... Bree met Danae and I met Danae on air face-to-face. Like, I'd spoken to her on the phone. But it was kind of a big risk in that way. It was like, I hope this works.
There's a rumour going around, Joy, that because, Danae left and there was no explanation and we didn't realise that she was going over to WA to get laid. So thanks for filling that in, Bree. But there's a rumour going around that you're voting one off per season. Is that it's like the tribe has spoken.
It's so, like Footy Survivor.
That's right.
You had the draft going. Aren't you going to draft someone in, a rookie?
Yeah, well, what we've kind of done is we've increased our bench.
Yeah, oh, yes, okay.
So we've got Katie Purvis who fills in at times.
The Perv, as we nicknamed her.
The Perv.
She was in here. We had an interview with her in here. And for some reason I said, oh, the Perv's in. And she was mortified. And I went, you must have been called that before.
Yeah, but maybe not in a positive, affectionate way.
No, okay, right.
Behind her back, I believe.
Yeah.
But we've got a session this week, though, where it's kind of our mad Saturday, isn't it? Our mad Saturday of celebrations where we'll sit down and work out our plan for next year.
Yes.
Whiteboard? Would it be a whiteboard session?
Butcher's paper.
Yeah. Sticky notes.
Sticky notes. Yeah.
So you might have a – is it going to be a cap on rotations, interchange rotations?
Well, yeah, so – and then Paige Cordano, her girlfriend's Rachel from the station.
Yep.
Rachel from the station, like Jenny from the block.
Jenny from the block, Rachel from Joy.
Yeah. Rachel from the station.
Can I just say Butch as paper would be a good name for a podcast for you girls, just saying.
Well, let's write that down. Write that down. Where's your sticky note?
So you're not on air at the moment. We can hear you via podcast, of course.
That's right. So we're doing a best of.
Because it's not footy season. It's just, you know.
There's things going on,
well,
but no.
A bit going on.
Ultimately.
So, you know, blokes getting arrested for drinking and stuff like that. But not much of that. Not enough for me this season.
No, bad behaviour.
Yeah, last, I mean, Dustin
and I isn't it?
Didn't attack anyone with a pencil yet. So
no. Chopsticks.
Or a chopstick. Yeah. Sorry. Well, there's still time. But, yeah, a bit disappointing.
Oh, it's early days yet. That, of course, is the voice of Jackson.
Jackson. He's our new recruit too.
Yeah, well, I recruited him from my womb.
Yes, he's the head of umpires, I believe.
Sometimes you've got to build your team from the ground up.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure there's a word for that.
So, mother-son?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Now, so when are you back on air live?
January the 17th. So the AFLW season
of course,
begins.
Yes.
What date, Breezer?
I think it's like 2nd of Feb. It's early Feb.
I can't believe we forgot to mention this, but Brie smashed our trophy.
Yeah, no, what? I did. I heard that. I heard that drunken yarn.
Just going
at the,
back to our award.
At the, yeah. So just to drag it back to the focus. You don't go into these things to win awards, but when you win them, you smash them, don't you, Brie?
Oh, you do. Like I had a rock star moment. I just thought, no, we don't need this. Boom.
Yeah.
It was made of glass,
no? It was made of glass, and seriously, there was no salvaging it. It was smashed into smithereens.
I wonder why I've not seen a photo since the actual...
Yeah. I was a bit kind of like, what do we do? How do we get our trophy back?
Yeah.
But I don't even let her hold my baby anymore.
No, that's right.
Smash it.
I'm sure she's fine with babies, mate.
Yeah.
Well, these didn't drop into the Sydney Harbour like for you ARIA awards have.
Will they replace it? Will they replace it for you?
Yes, it's arriving next week. It'll probably be plastic with the corners.
Baby handles on it.
Baby handles on it, yeah.
Now, Brie, I had an idea. I'm not sure, you know, I'm just testing it live on air with you here.
Okay.
The our rival community radio stations are... Let's just stop you rattling there, mate. Our rival community radio stations at Triple R have their community cup annually, where they play football against the Triple R plays against.
Basically, rock stars versus.
Yeah. It's the musicians versus the.
Now, why can't we put you for? How many are there on?
We'll play the AFLW girls.
I was thinking, get a bunch of poofs from here and play them.
Yeah, we could do that. We'd probably beat them.
That's what I reckon.
I was just going to say that's an unfair advantage.
Yeah, you girls look capital.
Yeah. My midfield skill was pretty good.
We'll do Dano and Mason's. I was going to say 11, but I'm sure that's not true in football, is it? We'll pick a team, dream team, and I'm sure that we'll pick the men folk, the gents, and we'll let you pick yours. I reckon we can get. I reckon Chris Tate would be handy on the.
On the
diamond or whatever you say.
He'd blind diamond. He'd blind people with his rainbow beard.
That's right.
Mm.
No, I want to get it on. I don't want to get it on. That seems wrong. Or maybe I do. I don't know. There's no wrong answers.
What kind of match are we playing? Yeah.
I thought we were talking football.
I know.
Speed
but yeah, we're up for that. I like selecting. I'd like to select a team. I reckon we've got some.
What if they can have Jason Ball and you can pick one AFLW?
Ooh.
Oh, we've made so many connections. Yeah. Why one?
Can we have Daisy?
Katie Brennan.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh, Katie.
The brand
Daisy.
Stuff.
Daisy.
Who's she playing Aaron for
Phillips.
This season?
Katie.
Yep.
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, we're really looking forward to seeing Katie because she was injured most of last season, so it'll be good to see her play.
Well, I am a Bulldogs Foundation member.
I will be there
Look at to you. See her play.
Mm. We've taken issue and we've discussed it on our program before with the naming of the – it's not so much the lady teams, it's the gay supporter groups. I don't like any of the names. The diamond this and the
ruby
that. I don't like it. Okay. Why don't they have tough names?
Yeah, thanks for the feedback. We're Hawks
yeah.
Pride.
Yeah, Fiona like started.
Yeah,
the Hawks
I wanted
Pride.
To try to avoid the words pride and rainbow, but it's hard to do.
Yeah, well, that's yeah. somebody's got to be a leader here.
Yeah, well, we've come up with some great stuff today. Well, we thought we'd come up with Gakers for gay bakers.
Yeah, but you know, we've taken it to Urban Dictionary and it means filthy things. Of course it yeah. does. Like, who knew? Anything you type into Urban Dictionary means something to, that you do oh, by yourself
I
in the shower.
I wonder what butcher's paper means.
Yeah. No, I was going butch as paper.
Butch as ah. paper.
See, that's what, because anyway.
Right.
I still don't get it.
No, it's not about you, mate.
I don't think it's catching on.
Guys, congratulations on your fantastic award. Seriously, well done. You lift the quality of radio here at Joy.
Thank you very much.
Not us, obviously.
We bring it right back down.
I hope you do realise that...
And Breeza won the volunteer award for
Breeza,
Joy.
Breeza,
did too.
Out.
Did too.
At, for October.
Thank you.
And you know, I've got one word to say about all that. Rigged.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.